You're listening to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block with Jennifer DeVoe, only on LA Talk Radio.
Welcome, 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 all you entertainment holics out there in Radio Land. It is time yet again for another thrilling, exciting installment of, you guessed it, Jenny's Real Talk on the Block, coming at you live each and every Wednesday from 5 to 6 p.m. Pacific time. That's 8 to 9 p.m. Eastern time, only on LA Talk Radio Channel 1. We're syndicated on the following: iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, Google Podcasts, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher, YouTube, Spreaker, SoundCloud, Sonos, Deezer, Radio Line, Podbean, Blog Talk Radio, Spotify, CastBox, Podcast Addict, Podchaser, Geo7, SiriusXM, and Audible. We are distributed by Sony Music Entertainment, Sony Music Publishing, The Orchard by Sony, Art 19 Media, and 5050 Global Music, Inc. And we manage the following bands or artists from around the world. We have Potty Mouth, Black Sabbatha, Don Marlowe, Cleaver, Band of Family, Wicked Star, China Myers, author, Hollywood Nightmare, Freak Show, Berserk, Derek Webb, actor and producer. We also have Thomas the Red. Check him out, Thomas Sigurdsson. And he is Thomas the Red. He's a comedian. Check him out. Amazing stuff. We got Vocals, Star Daddy, Nola Star, Mortis the Devil's Reject and the Mortis Doll Dancers. We got Lillian Sin, actress, Fallen Fury, Borderline Radio Show with your DJs, Carol Dyack and Bruce Blaine from Italy. We've got Burn the Ships from Bakersfield, California. Aussie Train, Jane's Addicted, Boffy, and Lucas Humphrey. Check out all of our artists. We are Get Real Global Artist Management. We're your hosts for the radio, Jennifer DeVoe and Jennifer DeVoe Muse and James Muse, aka Jenny and the Muse. We have author China Myers from Pennsylvania. She might not be in this evening, but she is with us. We got Derek Webb, actor and producer from New Hampshire. And then, of course, Tashina Saunders, aka Silent Giggles, the Blesbian. These parts, T-Dog. All right. We have some shout outs real quick to bars and venues that we work with in the Southern California area. Universal Bar and Grill in North Hollywood. Shout out to owner Greg Beer. Rainbow Bar and Grill. Shout out to Nick Foco. Hopefully you'll get Metal Mayhem Mondays and Tuesdays going again. That's in West Hollywood. Petey's Place. Owner Petey Partello, that's in Tarzana, California. And, of course, the Five Star Bar in downtown Los Angeles. Owners Mark and Angie Cordova. Hopefully, we've got Derek Webb somewhere going around. I'm not sure. If not, we are going to move right on to our guest this evening. Do we got Derek or no? I'm going to say no. You there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Awesome. Rock on, dude. I'm glad to hear from you. what's going on in the world of health and fitness?
Oh, thank you, Jenny. How are you guys tonight? I'm just tuning in live to you guys to present to you guys. I know tonight I wanted to discuss a little something about bicep iso holds, because I get questions all the time from people in the gym, how to get the perfect rounded out shape bicep, because I get people like, dude, my biceps aren't forming, they're not shaped, the veins are bulging out, I'm not getting that, you know, get to the top of now, and I'll switch an Schwarzenegger kind of bicep thing, you know, all that good fun stuff. But with that being said, I've actually told people before, and I'm going to say it again, the way to get the best bicep and the bicep move is you want to do a perfect come down and come up remover with the dumbbell or the barbell, whatever it is you may be using for the workout and the routine in particular. I prefer, especially when using the dumbbells on the free weights, that's what I strongly issue and recommend. Some people use the mechanic machine equipment. I prefer the free weight. But if you're using the free weights, you want to come up straight, get a perfect bicycle hold, because I see it all the time. And people in the gym, they do it, they get all sloppy with it. They go to do a dumbbell curl, and they're like jerking a little too hard to the left. They're jerking a little hurt, you know, to the right. They're, you know, coming up, they're going down. And they're not even coming up with a full exact curl. They're actually just coming part way up, and they're stopping at that. And they're like, look at that, 20 reps. That's not the key to getting done. You want to come up with a full straight on dead up upper bicep curl, and when you come straight up, you want to lift it at a perfect iso range and hold, and that is what's going to give you those beautiful biceps. And when you do an iso bicep hold, bicep curl, you can do a regular bicep curl where you come straight up and just curl that sucker, which is a perfect, but you, like I said, form technique is the best way of handling it. You got to have the form, you got to have the technique. Very key factor into developing those muscles anywhere, whether it be the biceps, the shoulders, the arms, triceps. Form is the key in everything. I can't express that enough. So make sure you get the perfect form with that. But the key also, too, besides that, is make sure you're using the weight that's right for you. Don't go right off the bat being a Superman. I'm going to do 60, 75 pounds. Don't go kill yourself. Try maybe 20, 30. So if you're a beginner, maybe 10, 15 pounders. I strongly recommend doing what's comfortable for you so you don't get hurt. And when the ambulance comes, you all go to the doctor. And we know what happens from there. So let's avoid injury. Use the weight that's right for you. Do what's best for you. Perfect form. Remember that form is everything. Technique. And when you come up, you just curl it straight up, straight down. And I also recommend for a good development in bicep is the iso hold. You come straight up and you hold it. And you hold it for about 10 to 20 seconds roughly. And you come all the way back up. And then you go straight down again. That is what we call a bicep iso hold, and that will strongly, as you come up, you lift it partway, you leave it, you hold it for 20 seconds, that strengthening builds up the bicep and helps strengthen the bicep muscle, and you come up to finish the curl, and you go back down. It does, let me tell you, that sucker wears your arms out, and you'll feel it at the end of any beautiful bicep workout. Trust me, you will be sweating to the oldies on that one. I guarantee you will feel it, and you'll be like, ooh, I love it. I want some more. Beautiful thing. But that's my suggestion tonight on how to get beautiful biceps and beautiful arms.
Sweating to the oldies. That brings back memories.
Oh, yeah. Some Richard Simmons there, huh?
Yeah, a really quick funny fact about that is the Muse, who is taking a nap right now because he works third shift on Tuesdays, delivered, I believe, flowers or a package or something to Richard Simmons' house one time back in like the 90s or something. So that's pretty funny.
There you go. Yeah, Richard's a good, he's a good king. And I've had the honor to speak. I actually wanted to back in touch with another person is I spoke to was a great Jack. A lot of people may know him, Jack LaLanne, the great. He's a
famous
Jack.
Yeah, who could forget Jack LaLanne? Wow.
Speaking with his son on a couple occasions, and his son and I, we're actually right now in the process. You know, last time I spoke to him, it's been a while. I want to get back in contact with him because we were supposed to make some arrangements to work on some fitness ideas and projects possibly together in the near future. But I said, hey, why not? You know, Jack LaLanne was another classical. And, I told him, I said, dude, your father was an inspiration to the fitness empire and world. He helped develop the foundation and creating it. And it'd be awesome if we can tag team on something and, you know, bring back the LaLanne name to the fitness empire and industry. And we're hopefully working on that. I got to be back in contact with those folks soon. But, yeah, there's definitely the classics. You can't forget them. Richard Simmons, Jack LaLanne, you know, you got Arnold Schwarzenegger, Mike Coleman, all those guys, and they definitely help bring the fitness industry to what it is. Now you got Charlene Extreme, and you got T25 with Sean T, and you got Tony Horton, T90X, and P90 Extreme.
Oh, yeah.
But you got all these other fitness gurus. So.
Oh, yeah. I've done T25, and I've done Taibo. So, yeah.
Ohio?
That's hardcore. Sure. I've done Taibo, and I've done T25.
Oh, yeah. Those are some pretty good ones. I've being and working with them in the industry and as a coach and expert with them, believe it or not, the programs I've only strictly I found the work best for me was the P90 with Tony Horton is what worked for me. But that's really what got me into it. It was just a lot of working out as a kid, and then when I saw that, I was like, I got to try this, and then eventually led to bigger and better opportunities for me. But it definitely that would be my recommendation for anyone starting off, would be either T25 or P90.
Right. Well, we're going to wrap up our health segment of the week, but we want to thank you, Derek Webb, actor, producer, and health fitness trainer, for calling in tonight and for giving us some awesome workout tips.
Oh, you're very welcome. Anytime, Jenny. I love it. I love coming on. It's a beautiful time, and I love, you know, hanging with you guys. It's always been awesome. When I get to speak, when we're on Jenny's Real Talk on the Block, it's always a beautiful moment.
Well, you have a great night there in New Hampshire, and we're going to bring on our guest now, Jonathan Udell, songwriter and musician. How are you tonight, sir?
I couldn't be better, and how are you doing?
Just wonderful, having a good time here in California. You know how it's all humid and stuff, so yeah, gotta love that.
With that last help segment, I already feel better.
Right. So I hear that you have a worldwide premiere that we have tonight, and that you're releasing your new song in 2 days on the 13th.
That's true, but I'd like for you to world premiere it. You're making history right about now.
Hold on a second.
It may not be right this second, but it'll be in this show.
Right. Well, that's great. I'm glad you have new music coming out and that you're still doing stuff, especially during COVID. I know a lot of people have been cooped up and going a little crazy during this time.
Yes. In fact, it brought my morale up to be able to reach back into my past when I actually visited. It's technically pronounced Moria, but the name of the song is Morea. And this song was produced by the eminent and legendary Dito Godwin. And we had an ensemble of his usually incredibly talented musicians combining, not least of whom is the immensely talented Vero. And if you're wondering who is Vero, well, think of Beyonce. It's just one name. And she is, for my money, she's my Dionne Warwick. She's that good.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, she's phenomenal. And if, when you hear the song later on the show, you will see that I wasn't just saying things. And she's extremely romantic, and her range is phenomenal. And she brings out every ounce of the flavor of that South Sea island. And it's a good escape now, and it was a good escape, especially last year when COVID was really raging. And now at least we have the vaccine.
There. Hold on. I have a little bit of technical difficulties. Hold on 1 second. I'll be right back with you. All right. There we go. I think I can hear now. Yeah. Hello? For some reason, I'm having a difficult time here. Hold on 1 second. I'm sorry. Hold on 1 second. Just having a difficult time. Not sure what's going on. Hello?
If you're trying to reach me.
There we go. Now I can hear much better. There we go. I do apologize. I was like, for some reason, my phone was acting up and it was hard to hear you. So I just want to make sure I could concentrate on you and what we're doing. So I'm really, your music is just really beautiful. It really is.
I just touched my heart, in case you couldn't see that.
I was listening to it earlier, and it was just beautiful. It was melodic, and I just really loved it.
Thank you. So I think you may have heard Maria. Is that correct?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Did you happen to hear any of the other tunes?
I listened to a little bit of each one.
Okay, fair enough.
With time permitted, but I like to listen to them in full on the show, so that way we can really fully immersive experience. You know what I mean?
Oh, absolutely.
I like to be surprised.
Yeah, no, right. I get that.
Yeah. So how long have you been writing songs? How long have you been doing this?
Well, probably the correct answer is since about 2007.
Okay.
So we're talking a little bit of time, admittedly. But as some of your viewers who are not blind may see, I've been around a little while before that. So there was quite a period of time when my music writing was non-existent.
Got you.
I had other careers and other lives.
Well, as my father, who's about to turn 80, would say, you're no spring chicken.
That's true.
Is that what you're trying to say?
Well, I think you said it about as well as we need to.
Yeah, that's how my dad talks. So I always love that. He keeps it real.
Yeah, gotta be real.
Amen. I'm from the East Coast. We don't like fake. And I know you're from New York, if I remember correctly.
I was born in Manhattan.
Wow. How long have you been out here?
Oh, I've been out here for quite a bit of my life, actually, Jennifer.
Okay.
Preponderance of my life. But I did go back to New York. And that, if I may digress, is how I
sure.
started really getting into the music, because I moved when I retired from my previous line of work in 2007. I moved, I guess, kind of trying to recapture my past. I moved back to New York City. And I had a co-op in the Bronx, and it was on the 12th floor, and you could see New Jersey.
Mm.
And the relevance is that with that picture window, it seemed to open up some kind of aesthetic floodgates for me, and the creativity just became intense, and I wrote probably more songs in that year or two period than I ever did in my entire life. And that's how I really got into it. But the one other thing I would add is, which I think your listeners might be interested in, is that the idea of music as a career never occurred to me. And my sister, in fact, I have an older sister who's a very talented singer. She gives music lessons and she sings opera as a hobby, and she was the musical one. I also have my first cousin once removed, named Peter, same last name, who was nominated for one Tony, won another Tony, and has written for I know this is from a long time ago, a group called the Carpenters. Yeah, he wrote the lyrics for a tune they did called Hurting Each Other. And he also wrote music for other well-known bands. But with me, what happened is I had no intentions or pretensions of going into music. Mm-hmm. And one night I had a dream. Not like Martin Luther King, but it was a dream. And in the dream was a few bars of the melody. And for some reason, I was able to remember it when I awakened the next morning, and I had a tape recorder, and I put that into the tape recorder. It wasn't a complete song. It was only the first few lines. And I didn't finish the song for another year until after I'd already moved back to New York. And that, as I was describing the aesthetic virtues of where I was living, that's when I finished. And I got past the little mental block I had on that tune. And I, from there, the rest is my personal history. It's not history in general. And that's basically how I got started. And I've been writing music ever since. And I've had several outstanding people that I've been very lucky to work with. And I know that's a cliche. I know that's what everybody says. But I can tell you their names. And these people are way above me, and they're phenomenal. One of them is a violinist named Daisy Jopling, who lives in New York. And she turned me on to a friend of hers, the late Brian Taylor, who was a producer of mine. And then I had a couple other producers. And I do want to give a shout out to a prior producer that I met when I came to LA, back to LA, because I moved back from New York to LA in about 2013, Jennifer, and I joined ASCAP, and I think most people know what that is, but that's the American Society for Composers and Publishers, and I joined that, and I went to some of their conventions, and at a convention, I met a lady music exec who recommended a list of a few different producers. And I chose John Keller. And John Keller was my producer just before Dito Godwin. And John Keller is a very talented songwriter. And he had a number one hit that he co-wrote. And I think it was called Love Is. And he produced a whole bunch of my songs, and he had a hand in writing more than one of them. And one of them you may actually hear during the show. And I do want to say one thing about that song, and that song is called Remember My Name. And Jennifer, it's interesting you were asking me when I began writing music. Mm-hmm. Well, as I think back way back, In ancient days, when I was still in my 20s, there was a piece of music that went around in my head, and it stayed there. And it's I was living in Ohio at that time, and I was not involved in the music business, but I kind of filed that tune away, and it did not get finished for another 45 years. 45 years later, it is now perhaps to be listened to by your listeners on your show tonight. It's called Remember My Name. And it's got, in my opinion, it has a little bit of a Joan Baez kind of flavor. And if anybody out there is a Leonard Cohen fan, I think it's got a little bit of that too. And that was produced by John Keller, and it was sung I was talking about all the talented people I've been lucky enough to work with. This person who sang this is a singer named Billy Valentine. Very appropriate name. And he's quite accomplished in the music world. He sang the theme song for two TV shows that your listeners may be familiar with. One is called Boston Legal.
Oh, yeah.
William Shatner and James Spader.
I remember that.
And he sung the theme song, and he also did the theme song for Sons of Anarchy, which is a cable show.
Love that.
Yeah, and he's a great singer. I mean, there's no question about it.
Amazing voice.
Yeah. Oh, you know him, Billy?
Oh, yeah. I watched Sons of Anarchy religiously, so I know that theme song. Really well.
Well, yeah, I mean, so
amazing.
He did a number of my songs, and he did the vocal for me on this one, Remember My Name.
Well, shout out to Billy Valentine. Absolutely. And you know what I would love to do, because it sounds like that was a precursor and an announcement for the song we're going to play. And that's going to be Remember My Name. So let's play Remember My Name right now, because it sounds like an amazing time to play that song. So just mute your mic.
As our time was shrinking, my love moved close to me. She said, no more self-delusion. It's clear we're history. So I ask you, oh my love, to listen to my plea. Promise by the stars above that you'll remember me. Think of my life in the soft falling rain. Remember my life, remember my name. Think of my life as a flickering flame. Remember my name. Thinking, she talked the world to me. Only now I grasp the meaning of her sweet mystery. With a heart full in her eyes, she sought to vocalize deeper truths behind her sighs and what she hoped would be. Think of my life in the soft falling rain. Remember my life, remember my name. Think of my life as a flickering flame. Remember my. When the light's just right, perhaps an early fall. If the wind is slight, then you will recall. She said what she wanted in words both soft and plain. Not another person's fortune, a share of his good name. What she wanted set her eyes, the truth that wisdom buys. In the inconvenient lies won't keep. Soft falling rain. Remember my life, remember my name. Think of my life as a flickering flame. Remember my name. Remember my name. Remember my.
That was amazing. That was really, I love that.
Thank you.
The vocals were really great. The lyrics were incredible. So hats off to you, sir. Now, that was Remember My Name, written by John Udell and sung by Billy Valentine, that you were just listening to. And I hope you got to love it as much as I did. And I know that I definitely want to make sure that we play Moria. Is that how you say it?
Moria.
Moria.
Yeah. Okay. You actually pronounced it technically correctly, but Moria is the name of the song.
Okay. And can you tell us a little bit about that song? What inspired you to write it, and
well,
what's it, you know, what's it about?
I visited Morea probably 20 years ago, okay. And I wish I could say what inspired me to write it, because I don't think I wrote it until after I came back, but it was just on a vacation. But the one thing that is a curiosity about it, a happenstance that I guess is part of life and is part of writing music, is that if I had known the correct pronunciation of the island, which to the natives there apparently is Moria, I never could have written this song, because the phrasing is such that when you hear it, you'll see that only by my pronunciation, my ignorance, calling it Morea, did it turn out the way it did.
And where is that located, so people will out there will know?
It's neighboring to Tahiti. It's right next to Tahiti.
Ah, okay. Very nice.
Yeah.
Good times. But you had fun down there, huh?
Yeah. Oh, no, it was very nice. It's idyllic beyond belief. And the you will not find water any bluer or skies any bluer. And no, it was really wonderful. It's French. It's a French protectorate.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
And it's a great place to go to. And the song, let me say one last thing about the song.
Sure, go ahead.
As your listeners will hear, is performed by the inimitable Viro. I think, or Viro, I'm not sure how she pronounces it.
Okay.
But, yeah, but the thing about it is that before I wrote it, I had no idea that I was going to be doing that song. And mm-hmm. he did it, and it's absolutely wonderful. And I really think, without further ado, we might want to just spin the tune.
I got you. Okay. So we're going to play Morea, written by John Udell and sung by, we're going to say, Vero.
I'll be fishing.
Absolutely beautiful.
I'd like to add one thing about that.
Go for it.
That song is a romance, and it's a romance between a person and an island. The singer loves the island, just like you would love a person. So I just wanted to throw that in.
It sounds like it could be the theme song for a commercial for people to take a journey and an adventure to Moraya.
Well, if this doesn't entice you to go there, I don't know what will. I mean,
let's reach out to them and their tourism department and submit it for their commercials.
Absolutely.
That would be awesome, huh?
That would make my day.
That would be awesome. I mean, it sounds like a great song for something like that.
Yeah, it is. Believe me, the idea has crossed my mind.
Well, just letting everyone out there know that Moraya is a worldwide premiere right here on Jenny's Real Talk on the Block, LA Talk Radio Channel 1 and iHeartRadio. And it's going to be released this Friday on all music platforms. So go check it out and just type in Jonathan Udell Jonathan Udell Music. And you can check him out everywhere you can find music.
Let me add too that I'm gonna, if I may, spend a minute.
Oh, go for it! It's your time, sir. Go for it.
The link that I was given by the distributor, which is affiliated, by the way, with Orchard, it's KMG, and the link that they provided me. Don't go there now. Folks, because after the show Friday the 13th, but if you want to write it down, you can hear it if you have a pen or a pencil. It's F as in Frank, M as in Mary, .2TO/ Johnny and the Udells, and that's the name of the group that it's going to be out under, and that's JOHNNY, that's me, and the Udells, and Udell's my last name, so that's the name of the group, Johnny and the Udells. But if you go to that, a complete link, ffm.2/ Johnny and the Udells, and I think that if you can get all that, that'll be your shortcut to, you don't even have to go to the platforms, but I assume that, for example, Spotify is going to have it under Johnny and the Udells. If you wanted to go to Spotify, or for example, I assume iTunes and YouTube Music and so forth.
Oh, yeah, most definitely, because anything that goes out on, like, any Sony type of platform, like the Orchard or anything like that, is going to automatically get distributed out to all the other platforms like iHeartRadio, Amazon Music, that type of stuff. So YouTube Music, everywhere. Yeah, music and our, you can also find it on our podcast. So just type in Jenny's Real Talk on the Block, anywhere on Google, and we'll pop up somewhere. And you can hear this episode on LA Talk Radio Channel 1, and you can also watch it here on Facebook through the live stream that I'll be sharing on my page in a little bit after the show. And I'm not sure if we have enough time to play one more song, but I wanted to at least play those two. And where else can people find you? Like, do you have a website or anything else?
I don't want to spend my valuable time. I had a website, but it's not worth
your
time explaining why I don't. So maybe
I got you.
Close my time with one more tune. And
sure, I got you.
I think we have California Hotel was one of them.
Uh-huh.
And then I'll leave it up to you. California Hotel is like a hybrid between like a rock and a pop. And that's the category. The other song I would offer is If You See Me Coming, and that is rock. So if you want to end on an upbeat basis so people see that I'm not just locked into the pop, maybe that would be the way to go.
Okay, it's coming.
And it, by the way, it ends with an N, coming. Even though
I got you.
Autocorrect, they put a G on it.
Right. Well, let's play one last song by John Udell, and it's If You See Me Coming. Be back in a moment.
I tried to say goodbye last night to a song I used to know, to a love that just can't grow. I hold you in my arms tonight. You know how hard it is to fight for a love not meant to be. No matter how I try, in time your love will die tonight. If you see me coming, if you see me running, if you see me strumming, just walk away, walk away. If you see me crying, if you caught me lying, if you see me riding, just walk away, walk away. You know how hard it is to fight for a love not meant to be, to a love that just can't grow. I hold you in my arms tonight. If you see me coming, if you see me running, if you see me strumming, just walk away, walk away. If you see me crying, if you caught me lying, if you see me riding, just walk away. Walk away at the start. We had a rocket ship to Mars, a trip amongst the stars. We came up, we came down, now we're back on the ground. And now I can't see. Walk away, walk away. If you see me crying, if you caught me lying, if you see me riding, just walk away, walk away, walk away.
That was amazing, John. We want to thank you so much. If you see me coming, walk away. Thank you so much today, John, for being on the show. We just appreciate you and what you're putting out into the world. Really great music. And just keep doing what you're doing.
Oh, thank you. And it's been a pleasure. And I've enjoyed being on your show. Thank you again for having me. And thank you for all the listeners out there for listening. Greatly appreciated.
Anytime. You know, you're more than welcome to come back on the show in the future when you have, you know, more songs you're going to release. We're always, we're very excited. So today's guest has been Jonathan Udell. Go check him out everywhere on social media, as well as music streaming platforms. His song is coming out, Morea, is coming out this Friday, the 13th. check it out on all music platforms, Amazon Music, YouTube Music, and everywhere else. This has been Jenny's Real Talk on the Block. Your hostess with the most is Jennifer DeVoe, Muse, LA Talk Radio, Channel 1, iHeartRadio, Spotify, and everywhere else you can find music and podcasts. Next week, we've got up metal band Fallen Fury from San Luis Obispo, California. Check it out next week. We're looking very forward to having them on the show and hearing about what's going on. They're going to be playing with the Outlaw Mariachi at the Canyon Club in Agora Hills on the 21st. So go check them out. They're opening for the Outlaw Mariachi in Agora Hills at the Canyon Club. So going to be a great show. Come on out. Buy tickets. I got you a deal if you want to go. Two tickets for $30. Can't beat it. Great time, especially with our Canyon Club show. And the week after that, we're going to have Scum Love. And he is doing representing the Rock You Foundation, which is about mental health awareness. A very important subject, especially right now during COVID and everything that's been going on in the world. A lot of death, depression, and whatnot. So keep your head held high. Don't forget, if you have a problem, talk to somebody, call somebody, and it'll be all right. Till next week, peace out.
You're listening to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block with Jennifer DeVoe, only on LA Talk Radio.